If he gets one, my plan is to chase him off the kill and take the meat myself. But he's heard me. There'll be no rabbit for dinner tonight. And I didn't catch any trout either. But if you're luckier than me, my advice is just get stuck in.
There's no way I can make a fire on this and cook it. But these trout are just fine to eat raw, and if I get my finger in its gills here and bite into this, and as soon as I bite into it, it's going to break its spinal cord and we'll kill it.
Back to the tree line so I can show you the best spot to build a shelter and get a fire going. This is all Old Man's Beard, a climbing plant which attaches itself to trees.
And this makes great tinder for a fire, and I want to be collecting some of this. And what it does, it's so dry and brittle, it catches a spark really easily. So I'll take some of that, keep that for later, dry it off in my pocket. Yeah, look, this, here you go. This stuff is called, it's called sphagnum. Sphagnum moss is what this is. And it's like, it can act as an antiseptic. If you get a cut, you wipe the wound with it, and it will clean it.
Now you'd want to find the right place to build your shelter.
What makes a real difference when you're making shelters in these valleys is to try and pick these south-facing slopes. And because they see more of the sun, it means the trees and the rocks retain more of their warmth.